It happened at a shopping centre near Bondi Beach. The suspect was shot dead by police. Acting Premier of New South Wales, Penny Sharp, has praised the policewoman who killed the attacker.
I also want to thank innocent bystanders who in frightening times stood up for the people around them, people that they did not know, but people who they knew lives were worthwhile and part of their community, and they wanted to look after them.
Iran container ship that's linked to Israel. The Israeli military says it is prepared to respond and that there will be consequences. Human remains that police believe belong to a young baby have been found at the property in Wigan. Five people aged between 20 and 70 have been arrested and released on bail. 174 people have had to be rescued from a cable car that broke down in Turkey. It took 23 hours for the final passenger to be retrieved near the city of Antalya. One person died when a pod hit a pole and burst open yesterday. In sports, the favourite Ian Maximus has won the Grand National for trainer Willie Mullins.
Winning the National is just special. It's the first race we all see on TV, and first time you want to, you know, entry and the spectacle and the atmosphere of it. And it's just a special race to win.
Well, Paul Townend guided him home ahead of 28-1 shot Delta Work. This year's field was shortened in a bid to avoid any fatalities, and the Jockey Club says all horses have returned safely. In football, Manchester City are sitting at 2 points clear at the top of the Premier League after thrashing Luton 5-1. Manchester United have just levelled against Bournemouth in the late game, while in the Scottish Premiership, Celtic beat St Mirren 3-0. And Emma Raducanu sealed Great Britain's place in the Billie Jean King Cup tennis finals, helping them to victory over France. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Thanks, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
A massive thanks to John Chubb for another brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
A massive thank you to John Chubb for a brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. I was sitting here at the end of that, and he was just firing off things like this, left, this, yeah. And I was like, how is he doing that? He's like a machine. Anyway, thank you very much indeed, John. Now you go enjoy the rest of your weekend. You've 100% earned it. And hello. Good evening. How you doing? How's your week been? Well, up until yesterday, it just rained the whole week, hadn't it? But actually, well, I don't know. Today's been quite nice. Yesterday was quite nice. Hopefully, it's a sign of things to come this year. Anyway, this is Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. My name is Mandy Cullen. I'm going to be keeping you company for the next 2 hours. And we've got a great show lined up for you this evening. Coming up, as always, we'll have Trackwoods. We'll be doing When Were They? And this week, of course, it's 13. We'll have the Cover Lover. We'll do the Soppy Softies at Sevens. We'll have the Birthday Bonanza. And we'll do the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. And all of that before we say so long with the long song. Wow. So we have got an awful lot to pack in this evening. So we better make a start. You know what to do. What I always say, come on, it's Saturday night. Turn it up nice and loud and let's get the weekend started.
So mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great appearance. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play so well. Let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Running back.
Kendall calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and that gets around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the henna now gets around.
Welcome to Geezers, Please, Jesus. How about to start the show? Kicking us off was ELO and Shine a Little Love. That was a number six hit from 1975. Although it did make it all the way to number one in Spain. As you might expect, it's written and produced by Jeff Lynne and it's from their album Discovery. Then we heard The Black Crowes and Hard to Handle. Do you know, that one was another one of those that had to be released twice to be a hit. It was first released in 1990 and it missed out on the top 40, got to number 45. So they re-released it the following year in 1991 and then it just stuck into the top 40, peaking at number 30. And of course, it had originally been a hit for Otis Redding. I think, you know what we do now? Two songs in, we do Trackwards.
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. Okay, Trackwards, we're going to play 10 to 15 seconds of a hit from the 1970s, the 1980s, or the 1990s, but we're going to do it backwards, and it's over to you to see if you can figure out what song it is. Here it is for this week. Easy peasy this week, isn't it? Yeah, I'll give you the answer. If you haven't worked it out, I'll give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7.
Searching for some mountains lost, just wanting your wind at any cost. From childhood that he must never fail. He's fed false values and unnecessary wiles. Every stranger is your enemy.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There we go. That was Jim Croce and Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. He wrote that one himself. Do you know, it wasn't released, though, as a single in the UK, but it did make it to number one in both the USA and Canada. And before that, we heard Odyssey and Our Lives Are Shaped by What We Love. I am a sucker for a bit of Odyssey. I really am. That one, though, wasn't released as a single anywhere, as far as I know, but it does feature on their 1977 debut album, Odyssey. Okay, now we're going to do When Were They 13, because it is the 13th of the month. What we do here is we play a song from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s from the corresponding year, all of which were at number 13 in the charts on this day. So, for instance, if the first song I play you think is from 1978, then the next one will be from 1988 and the next one will be from 1998, and they were all at number 13. So it's over to you to see if you can figure out what the years were.
I'm Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 to 10pm, on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah.
And that's this week's When Were They? All of them were in the charts on this day in the corresponding year of each of the 70s, 80s and 90s. But what was the year? First of all, we heard Slade and Come On, Feel the Noise. And on this day, it was on its way down the charts. It had already reached its peak position of the coveted number one spot. This week, it had dropped 6 places from last week's number 7. Then we heard Nick Hayward and Whistle Down the Wind. And on this day, it was sitting at its peak position of number 13. It had just risen 2 places from last week's 15. And it was, of course, Nick Hayward's debut solo release, Away From Haircut 100. Then finally, we heard The Prodigy and Wind It Up, and in brackets, a rewound. They are, of course, local boys hailing from Braintree. On this day, it was a brand new entry in the charts, and it would go on to peak at legs 11. So just missing out on the top 10. But what do you think the year was? I'll give you the answer after a bit of madness.
I'll tell you why I didn't do it, because I wasn't there. Don't blame me, it just isn't fair. You listen to their side, now listen to mine. Come think of a story, sure you'll find me some time. Now pass the blame and don't blame me. Just close your eyes and count to 3. Me either, I'm just his mate. He told me to stand here and watch the gate. I've got a wife and 3 kids, you know. They'll tell you I'm straight, at least I think so. I'm as honest as the day is long. The better the daylight, the less I do wrong. Now pass the blame and blame me. Just close your eyes and count to 3. TV set.
doesn't love a bit of madness on your Saturday night? That was Madness, of course, and Shut Up. Lead singer Suggs wrote the lyrics for that one, and the music was composed by guitarist Chrissy Boy Foreman. That sounds like a boxer's name, doesn't it? Chrissy Boy Foreman. Anyway, it peaked at number 7 in 1981. Anyway, going back to When Were They? What was the year? So we heard from the 1970s, it was Slade and Come On, Feel the Noise. From the 1980s, we heard Nick Hayward and Whistle Down the Wind. And then we heard Local Boys, The Prodigy and Wind It Up, Rewound. What year were they all in the charts? It was the threes, 1973 for Slade, 1983 for Nick Hayward, 1993 for The Prodigy. So very well done if you got that one. If you got that one, can you get Trackwards?
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. Okay, so I'm going to give you it again. About 10 seconds of a big hit from either the 70s, 80s or 90s played backwards. Easy peasy, right? It is easy peasy. I know the answer, and I think it's easy peasy, but then I would think it was easy peasy because I know the answer. Okay, I'll give you the answer before we do the Softy Softies at 7. Meanwhile, here's the Georgia Satellites.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-a-ling-a-ling. Won't you call you on the telephone, baby? I'll give you a ring. But each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky, no kissy, until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
Georgia Satellites. And as you might have worked out, the song's called Keep Your Hands to Yourself. It was released in 1987, but it didn't get anywhere near the top 40. It peaked at number 69, although it did make it to number 2 in their native USA. Okay, it's now time for this week's... Undercover
of the Night. It's the Gazers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover lover.
Okay, we're going to play you the original of a song and then we'll play the cover. And it's over to you. Which one do you prefer? Do you like the original or are you a cover lover? And I'm going to put my neck on the line this week and say everyone is going to prefer the original. Honestly. The original. So now for you to decide, are you a cover lover?
No woman,
That was this week's Are You a Cover Lover? Of course, the original was Bob Marley and the Wailers, No Woman, No Cry. That was actually their first UK single release, and it reached number 22 back in 1975. It was written by Bob Marley and Vincent Ford. Then we heard the cover. The cover was taken from the album Take the Heat Off Me by Boney M. That was Boney M's version of No Woman, No Cry. And you know what? I actually think it's all right. I actually quite like it. I mean, it's not a patch on Bob Marley's. You have to admit that. But it's got its own charm. Anyway, it was the B-side of their debut UK release, Daddy Cool. Okay, I'm going to give you Trackwards once more, and then I'll give you the answer. So here it is, once more. And the answer will come after this. It's Fleetwood Mac.
To the wind blow, watch the sun rise.
That's The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. I'm playing that just in case you like a bit of Formula One. It's such an iconic tune, though, isn't it? It's from their legendary 1977 album, Rumours. Okay, as we are fast approaching the Soppy Softies at 7, it's time for the answer. I'll give it you once more backwards. Easy peasy, here it is forwards. Of course it's Beck and Loser.
Splinters. Y'all bring it on down.